Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness. And all of those things are important. Health, wealth, and happiness. If you don't have any of those three things, then you've already got some issues that you really need to address. And you should probably get off of the air right now and start addressing them. But then again, don't get off the air yet. Let's go ahead and listen to today's blog talk, and then from there, let's go ahead and start working on those things that you need to work on, because to be happy is very important, to be healthy is very important, and to be in good spirits is also really important. Anyway, today, blog talk, we're going to talk about what I think, as I think most subjects are, an interesting subject. How many of you think that the world owes you something? How many of you think that you just deserve everything that could possibly happen, you know, that's good, and that wrong things shouldn't happen to you, and that the world should treat you like kings and queens and princes and princesses? I'm sure that there's probably more people out there than will probably admit it. Mostly everybody's right now kind of listening to the radio and thinking to themselves, shoot, you're daggone right, I need to be treated like a king, or, you know, I need to be treated like a queen, and people need to worship the ground I walk on. Actually, more than likely, there's too many of you that think that. And I'm going to tell you a truth, and I'm also going to tell you something that's probably going to piss some of you off. Every single one of you, and this is a good thing, every single one of you are correct. The world should treat you like kings and queens. You do rate a whole lot of respect. You are special. You are unique. And you are a gift. All right? So, there we go. I said it and I mean it. Each and every person that's listening right now, live, or anybody that's listening to the recorded show, you are truly a gift. And the world should treat you like a king, and they should treat you like a queen, princess, whatever the heck it is, that the title that you want to claim. However, unfortunately, most of you, even though you rate it, you don't deserve it. And why don't you deserve it? Because your actions, your conduct, the way that you conduct yourself and the way that you deal with other people is what actually dictates the fact that you don't deserve it. And I'm including that. I'm talking to you people that sit up in the church and, you know, act like you're better than thee, better than thou. I'm talking about you people that think because you got a couple of degrees, it means something to the rest of the world. Or you people that think because you got a big house or a little bit of money that you're important. First off, let's backtrack. Everybody is important. Everybody deserves respect. Everybody deserves your respect. Why do they? They deserve your respect because God, or the Almighty, has decided to give them life. However, that does not mean that you deserve more or they deserve more respect than you. We all need to respect each other on an equal terms. We all need to respect each other in positive and productive ways that contribute not only to the rest of the world, but to each of us. So, I just want to make sure that that part is clear. Now, on the other end of that, since nobody is better than any other person, then that would mean that each of us is also expected and should be acting and conducting ourselves in a certain way so that there's not a question as to whether you deserve respect, because your actions speak louder than your words. Your actions speak louder than your paycheck, your bank account, your IQ rating on a standardized test. So today we're going to talk about something that's very interesting, because no matter what your status is, no matter what your financial position is, no matter what you think you are, this is a particular subject that seems to cross all lines and all barriers, because it pertains to everybody. Most of us only pray when we are in trouble, or we only pray when we want something, or we only pray when we think that we should get something that nobody else had, that we haven't worked for. Now, don't get me wrong, there are people that pray for other things, but, you know, as a matter of fact, it was kind of funny, because I talked to a lady today, very nice lady, I really enjoyed talking to her, but, you know, I gave her some information, and the lady's response to it, and there was nothing wrong with it, it was just an observation on my part, where she said, well, I don't know, Z, I'm going to go home, and as always, I'm going to pray on it. Well, all I can say to people that say things like that is, I understand your point. However, prayer in itself is not going to answer the question. The answers that each and every one of us need, the answers that each and one of us need to take a strong, hard look at and then move forward with, they're already, those answers are already answered. Prayer is not going to answer that question for you. Taking a strong, hard look at your environment and the things around you is what's going to answer that question. That's the thing that's going to move you forward. Praying on it is not going to answer the question. 9 times out of 10, most of us know what the answer is. Most of us know if we need to get out of a bad situation, be it a relationship, be it a job, be it a position, or be it a place. It's whether we have the forethought, whether we have the self-confidence to actually act on that and then move forward is probably the more important thing. Remember, each of us has a slight edge. Whether we use that edge or not is a whole other thing. Whether we take advantage of the opportunities that are in front of us is a whole other thing. However, know that those opportunities are not only there, but they're always there. It's just that sometimes we have a tendency to ignore them, to where when the opportunity or when we want the opportunity, we miss it, all right, because we're too busy waiting for the perfect time. We're too busy waiting for the perfect man or the perfect woman or the perfect situation or the perfect job or the perfect wave. Every wave is the perfect wave. Every job is the perfect job. It just may not be the perfect job or the perfect wave for you. But who's the only person that can determine whether that is the perfect wave or the perfect job for you? There's only one person that can decide that, and that is, I guess you got it. It's you. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to talk about prayer. And when I talk about prayer, I'm not talking about prayer in the sense that I'm some religious guru and that I can guide you to, you know, the heavens, or that I can create an environment or a world for you that's perfect, and that, you know, because Z says so, you know, the heavens are going to open for you. Basically, the heavens are going to open for you because you say so. And you saying so is more than you just talking a talk. It's actually you following that up with action. Again, we are all gifted. We are all blessed. We are all given certain talents, certain abilities that we can take and run with it, that we could take and become great human beings with, that we can do things with that no one else can do. Not everybody was meant to be a dancer. Not everybody was meant to be a writer or a singer. However, each and every one of us has great and phenomenal gifts if we'll only step back, get out of our own way, and then take action in the direction in which most of us actually know that we should go ahead and take action in and start moving ourselves towards that success that we claim, that we preach, that we prostrate over, that we deserve and that we need. However, that takes action. You can't decide that you want to be a salesman, talk to 12 people, and then decide, guess what, I guess sales isn't for me. Most people that have succeeded in life have succeeded despite the multitude of what some people would call failures that have presented themselves in that person's life. And why have they moved forward? Because they've prayed on it, and after they've prayed on it, they've taken, in some cases, massive action. You know, what is massive action? Massive action is doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it until you have done it right, or until you've done it correct enough so that you get to that next level. It's understanding that nothing happens from you throwing one stone. A pitcher doesn't become a great pitcher because he woke up one morning and just found out that he had a phenomenal arm. A pitcher became a pitcher or a great pitcher because he practiced, because he developed and he honed that skill to the level in which he could now do it in his sleep, and it would still be that ball that moved over 100 miles an hour in the precise arc, in the precise position that it needed to be to follow the rules of nature and the rules of baseball. So many of us have a tendency to want to pray, to ask for help. However, most of us are asking for that help when we've already hit a point of no return, so to speak. We've already thrown the dice. All we're doing is waiting for them to stop rolling so that we can see the numbers that come up. That is not the time to pray. That is not the time to decide that you want to show accountability for your actions. Your time to show accountability for your actions, your time to work on it so that your prayer comes to fruition is not the night before, not the day before, not the week before. It's months and years before. It's you getting out there and getting the 1,000, the 2,000 no's so that you can get the 100 to the 200 yeses. It's you understanding that every time that you did what most people perceived as failure, you actually were getting closer to your greatest success. It's you not blaming bad things that happen on God or your neighbor or your wife or your mother or your sister or your brother or your father or any of those things. It's you taking action and understanding that most of us don't have the roadmap to success on our forehead and we're looking in a mirror. And if we were looking at it in a mirror, most of us would go the wrong way. Why? Because when you look at an item in the mirror, the item that you see in the mirror is what? It's backwards of the item that you actually should be following. So if you follow the direction and don't take into account that the mirror is going to take that image and it's going to flip it around to where left is right and right is left, even though you know that when you wrote it, it was right, but now you're going left, is actually a presence of mind. Most of us are, excuse the expression, we're sheep. We don't really choose a direction. We let someone else choose directions for us, and then from those choices that they've presented, we then pick a direction. That's not a direction or a choice that you made. That's a direction or a choice that was made based on the choices that someone else made for you and gave you the option to choose from. You know, they say that a lot of people do not travel the road less traveled, and that's true. That's true because most people constantly want to play follow the leader, even though they don't know the leader. People tell you that they're working for their own thing, that they're doing their own thing, that they're of their own mind. However, if you look around, that totally cannot be true. Why? Because if it was true, then so many people, that 97%, wouldn't be working so hard at someone else's job. They wouldn't have a supervisor, a boss, a director, a manager, a whatever it is in the hierarchy of the chain of authority or chain of command. they would be basically singing their own song. They would be playing to their own note. And they also wouldn't be caring about what anybody else thinks of the particular choice or position that they made, because they would make that position and that choice with actual conviction, believing that what they're doing is possible, believing that what they're doing makes sense, not looking for the approval of others to move forward in their lives. Now, please don't get me wrong. There are many people that need direction. Unfortunately, I think that many is most. However, there are some people out there that are good people that will send you in the right direction. There are some people that need to acquire something a little bit more, how could I say, a little bit more structure in their lives. So they need somebody to guide them. However, remember, like learning to hold your head up, it is once you build those muscles to where your muscle can now, the muscle in a baby's neck can now allow that child to hold his head up, that's the same type of development that I truly believe. And again, I am not a medical doctor or a psychologist, but I am somebody that has lived a life. Anyway, that person is growing muscle. Muscle is not just a physical characteristic, it is also a spiritual and a mental characteristic, and it needs to be developed. That spiritual and that physical and that mental muscle needs to be developed. All right, a mind that's exercised does what? Becomes smarter, becomes wiser, has an understanding of how life works and how the principles of life work to govern their lives and to move them forward. However, a mind that is not used, even one that is basically a very intelligent one, starts to do what? It starts to lose information. It starts to atrophy. It starts to not be as strong or not be as sharp as it used to be. Think of it kind of like your arm in a cast. If your arm is in a cast for a certain number of weeks, when you take the cast off, is that arm just as strong as the other arm? No. Why? Because of lack of use. That same mentality works for just about everything in nature. I mean, take the sun from a plant. Does that plant live in most cases? In most cases, no. Why? Because it needs photosynthesis. Photosynthesis comes from what? The sun. It comes from some type of light source that gives you energy. An average human being, they need what? They need vitamin E and vitamin D and all these other different vitamins. But most people, again, when we talk about vitamins, they forget one of the other very important groups of elements that they also need to survive. What are that? What are they? Those elements are minerals. Question, do the vitamins work if you don't have minerals? Answer, no, they don't. So there's a series of different things in life that have to take place. Prayer is one of those things, but prayer, again, is something where you're being thankful because you had the forethought, the energy, and the spirit to do the things that you needed to do before they became due. So guess what? When the bill came due, you already had the money in the bank to pay for it. When the bill came due, you already had the ability, the knowledge, and the wherewithal to take advantage of the things that were there. Why? Because you did your work. How do you prepare for a marathon? You don't prepare for a marathon the day of the marathon. You prepare for the marathon weeks, months, and in some cases years before the actual event. And guess what? The person who prepares the longest and does it the right way and takes his time and develops his or her muscles and abilities and sharpness and spirit and strength and determination and also creates that muscle memory does what? Those are the people that do the best in the race. And not all of them will win, but they will do a lot better than the person that didn't apply the principles necessary to move their life forward. Again, many people pray after the time has passed, after they didn't pay the price. So since you didn't pay the price, you can't blame anybody else because you didn't reap the benefit. The benefit was whatever it was that you wanted. What you wanted was what? In essence, what does everybody want? Everybody wants a certain level of success. However, again, if you didn't pay the price, when it comes time for success to be handed out, you find out that there's no award for you. There's no prize. There's no win for you. Why is there no win? Because you didn't pay the price. You didn't do what was necessary to truly get that win. So when it came time for somebody to be a winner, you were not in the winner's circle. You were not the person who got the award. You were not one of the top three, top five, or in some cases, top 10 to cross the line. How could you have done that? You could have done that by applying yourself, doing the things necessary to get you where you need to get. Now, again, understand, in life, there's going to be times where you are going to try, and it's just not going to work out. That just means that you need to keep trying until it does work out. That just means that you need to keep applying the necessary things so that when it's time to win, you are on the list. When it's time to reap the benefits from the action, you're there. All right? I think most people really don't get that. Most people really don't understand that everyone can win if they'll only truly try. Most people just don't get it. And the funny thing is, most people never will. Why will they never get it? Because they don't want to. All right? Again, whatever you did yesterday was good for yesterday. It is not necessarily good for today. Whatever thing you've earned from the actions that you did the day before, that's only good for the day before. Understand, too, that the world owes you nothing. We have a lot of people. Some are children. Some are in their teens, some are 20, some are 30, some are 40, some are 50, some are 60, and up, that seem to think that the world owes you something. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is what you make of it. And sometimes it's not that the opportunity isn't there. Sometimes it's that you're not ready for the opportunity. You're not ready to take responsibility. You're not ready to actually appreciate what's coming towards you. Yes, there are a ton of people that get stuff that I, too, do not believe that they deserve. However, I guess in some ways they must deserve it. Or think of it this way. Will they pay a higher price at a later date? You know, will what we perceive as being a plus, or will the thing that we perceive as being a gift truly in essence in time become their curse? You know, I met a lady who came down with a debilitating disease. And when I first heard about, you know, the lady's malady, I thought to myself, wow, that's really messed up. But then I said, you know, this person's a little older. You know, they have, I would assume, lived a pretty good life, and, you know, I can't see anything wrong with them. You know, I don't see anything in their character. At that point, I didn't really know them, that, you know, would make me think, you know, anything unjust or bad about them. Well, as time went on, I found out that, one, the lady who I thought was, let's say, in her late 50s or early 60s was actually younger than me. The lady who I thought was a decent person just trying to do their job, I found out was a demon, was evil, was hateful, was vindictive, was a person who had positional power, but that positional power was all that person had. you know, that positional power in a couple of pieces of paper with some letters behind it. And I got to watch that person corrupt, destroy, influence, and taint just about everything that they came in contact with. So as time went on and as I got to know this person or got to know this person better, I realized that this person probably brought on their own disease. Why? Because of their evil, because of the self-destructive and the counterproductive mindset that they had, or the destructive mindset that they had. Because this person is a cancer. They're a toxin to anyone and everyone that comes in their power. Yes, they may have positional power now, but in the end, they have nothing. In reality, they have nothing. The fancy car, what does it mean? It's nothing. The bank account, what does it mean? It's nothing. The trips to London and other places abroad and to California and the ability to spend money or to make people believe that the ugly person, what I thought was just on the outside, is also on the inside, is not an ugly person. That ugly person is ugly on all sides. And why? Because they choose to be. And will they ever truly be a beautiful person? Probably not. Because they pray to something that's not godly. It's something that's more evil. Because they are people who believe their own press. They are people who are counterproductive to the positive spark of life. You know, they just don't have the spirit. In Japan, they have something called chi. Chi is your inner force, your inner power, your inner ability and strength. Well, this person's chi is already toxic, and that toxicity is something that they share with every human being that they can possibly come in contact with. And it's just really an amazing process. But it is what it is. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, prayer doesn't bring on good deeds. Actions bring on good deeds. A positive mindset, a positive spirit, and a positive ability to not only want to help yourself, but to want to help more and to do the things necessary, to live a life that is a shining example, and to not be one of the toxic cancers of our world. That's a positive experience. So, I have rambled on long enough about my mindset on prayer and how I see it. And I hope that I've got the attention of a couple of people and that they are hearing what I'm saying and understanding that I mean them no malice. I mean them no harm. I mean nothing bad to them. I wish them every success. But understand that the price that you're going to pay for not heeding what I'm saying and for not doing the good deeds and for not having the mindset where you want to help the world is something that I'm never going to have to pay for. You're going to have to pay for it. You're going to have to be responsible for your actions as you go through life. So, ladies and gentlemen, time to take account and take responsibility for you. Actions are a habit. You need to create good habits and good actions and start doing things that are going to be a process that is a positive process. Prayer, faith, actions, belief, now, goodness, happiness, joy, success. These are the things that you need to make your life what you want it to be. And I hope that that's a beautiful thing. Thank you very much for listening to The Zurian Show. And as always, I wish you all the best of health, wealth, and happiness. Thank you very much and have a great and fantastic day.